My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, Kenny, as you know, I only start drinking coffee once the show starts.
Yes,
you are somebody who drinks coffee right when you wake up.
Yep. I mean, I don't just get out of bed and start pounding the coffee, but yeah, basically.
Some
right
people
when I
wake do. Up. I mean, I've definitely seen some people do it. Well, today, I, for whatever reason, I got enough sleep last night. I was like falling asleep on the way in.
It would
be very, very dangerous.
It'll happen.
I have no idea why that happened.
Did you get too much sleep? Did you get too much?
I thought just enough.
If I sleep 9 hours, I'll be like, oh, God.
Yeah, that's happened.
I haven't done that in years.
So it got me to thinking, because I have buddies who are adamant on some of these texting threads to start using Zyn or what are the alternatives. Now, I didn't understand the difference. I'm like, is that just, you know, the tobacco that people have been using for years? And they said, no, it's actually no tobacco in it. But there is nicotine. So have you tried this, Owen? Have you tried it? Because they are making it sound like it is the biggest jolt ever, especially someone like me that doesn't ever use it, and that it's going to wake me up. And it's not just going to wake me up. It's going to provide a pleasurable experience throughout the day.
92.3 The Fan, General's warning. This product does contain nicotine. Yeah. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Don't give it to kids. Owen, go ahead. Have you tried it?
I have not tried it. I do know several of my fellow, especially during baseball season, dads that had a tin of Zyn, a Zyn tin, and yeah, were ready to go at a moment's notice if we needed to get a little pep going during the game.
My buddies are making it sound like it is a must, and it's become a way of life for them. I again, Kenny prefaced this in the segment by saying, kids, stay away from any of this, but we talk about alcohol all the time, and
yes,
alcohol is an addictive situation as well.
Yeah,
so I'm just wondering if it's worth, at my age, starting something like this seems a little ridiculous.
I am reading a story from NBC News. It says, this, it's quoted in here from just a from a guy that they talked to on the street. He said it gives you a shot of dopamine, so you just feel a little energized, happier, and almost focused.
Are there any Zinners out there?
Yeah, I'd love to know and tell me if it's something I want to embrace or conversely stay away from. Because
yeah,
here's one of the benefits. You know, let's be honest with, you know, remember you'd see baseball players spitting, and it looks like it's not the cleanest thing for your mouth and oral hygiene. There's no spitting involved here.
It's
looks
clean.
Like it's looks like you just eventually swallow it. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently you do.
I mean, the other stuff I used to swallow, it would be it would be the end of the night.
Oh, I'll never forget. So I've dabbled in the other stuff from time to time over my life. Certainly, you know, I'm a fan of cigars, usually once a week. And then it gets too cold on cans because I can't smoke them in the house. But either way, I've tried Zyn once. I didn't get the jolt that other people said they got. Like, I don't want you to be taking, like, Reds, vitamin C, and cocaine, like, trucking or anything like that. But, like, I didn't get the jolt that people said. Like oh, you got to try this. My buddies was like, okay. And I tried. I was like, I'm not getting it. There was, like, a cinnamon one. It burned. They go, put it up in your upper lip if your bottom lip's all right. I'm like, yeah, my bottom lip got a little bit of that fiberglass in it. So I put it in my upper lip, and now it was burning, but I didn't get a jolt. I just felt like this is a bit uncomfortable.
I mean, this says, and again, I'm Johns Hopkins. Users stick them between their lips and gums. They slowly release low levels of nicotine. They're absorbed into the bloodstream. Because pouches generally don't contain tobacco, there's no spitting, unlike older products like chew and snuff.
Okay. Let me ask this guy. Jared in North Ridgeville said, should Lima get on the Zyn?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I would recommend no, because it is highly addictive. I mean, I'm an avid Zynner. I chewed regular tobacco, Grizzly Straight Long Cut, for 8 years, and I have been on it for, I've been on it for 3 years now, the Zyns. I used it as an alternative, and I like it way better. I mean, you know, you don't wake up with the bad taste in your mouth. It doesn't yellow your teeth. You don't have to spit it. It's not as much of a mess, but, I mean, I love them, but so much so, I can't imagine I'd ever get off of them. I get almost a can a
customer
can a
for
day.
Life.
A can a day?
Yeah.
But it's not as expensive, right? It's not nearly as expensive, is it?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think they're like maybe $5.50 a can, but I'll tell you what. They've got these reward programs that are actually pretty nice. There's a QR code on the back. And
Hold on. I can't just go selling the Zyn, Jared. Yeah, hold on. Jared, thank you very much, even though you started saying to avoid the Zyn. I don't know enough about it. It seems to be a alternative to tobacco. Because my buddy, I got a buddy from back home. I don't condone this, kids. He started when he was 13, mm-hmm. and he stopped just earlier this year, January.
What did his oral surgeon say? I know so many guys that have had problems.
I mean, so many dentists were saying, I'm like, man, your mouth is going to fall apart here, bud. And it was just like, no, he couldn't. It was just a way of life. And my buddy who lives down in Nashville, he was doing it since he was 13. I mean, it was just the way it went. And now they're both on the Zyn. Nicole in Cleveland, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Not bad. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I wanted to talk about the Zyn.
Do we have a female Zynner?
Yeah.
Whoa! Wow. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, I've always liked it because I actually discovered it, honestly, like a couple of years ago, 2-3 years ago. And I've always liked it because it's better than smoking because no one knows that you're even doing it.
You were smoking before and you got on the Zyn?
No, actually, I was not a smoker, but I'm like, at least you can get away with doing this in the bar. Oh,
socially acceptable.
I dig. And you're not going to get sick on it.
It's not like chew, so you don't have to like spit in a cup.
Did you ever try chew?
No.
Oh, okay. I was at a pool hall one time, and this woman was dipping. It was an interesting experience.
No, I don't want that stuff. The Zyn, I mean, it's just like, because you can get like a mint flavor. Yeah. And
do you get a jolt, Nicole? Yeah. Does it keep you up? Is it something, I can hear a young one in the background, and obviously that can be very taxing, and you start to lose a lot of sleep.
Yeah, this little one is Mason. He's just a little guy. He's 3 months.
You didn't take my baby, did you?
What's that?
You didn't take my baby, did you?
No.
My baby's name is Mason.
No, she said it was Nathan.
Oh, I thought Mason.
The baby's name is Nathan.
Oh, good. Or did you take Mason and then change his name to throw me off the set?
Mel Gibson was in a movie about that once. Nicole.
Yeah, I named him off. I named him from.
Okay. Well, Nicole, thank you very much. That is very helpful. So what, have you made your decision?
No, not at all.
I wouldn't get on the Zen if you weren't already on the Zen. I'd stick to coffee, but coffee has its own problems, I'm sure. All right, real quick, Robert in Parma. Hello.
Lima, if you have an addictive personality, this is not for you.
Go on.
I started at his bachelor party. A year and a half later, after he's been married, I never see him without that little circle in his pocket.
Now, Lima has been a person who likes to ski every now and then.
Oh, come on.
But
He likes to dabble.
Reckless speculation.
He dabbles in skiing, but I wouldn't call him Bodie Miller. I don't see him over Brandywine all the time.
People are going to believe this if you keep saying it.
What? You like to ski. What's the big deal? There's plenty of skiing going.
Maybe old Lima skied
Robert,
a lot.
Thank you. Yeah.
New Lima's a father. He's got things going.
I'm a respected member of society.
I can only think of like three skiers, but you're like one of them.
He keeps walking in and I got to wax the skis again, Sarah. I got to go back out to the garage.
One I can't mention because I'll end up in a meeting, but you get what I'm saying. All right, so you going to go downstairs and get some Zen?
I know it's down there, and I saw the price, and I'm like, how could this be this cheap if there's this much goodness involved?
It's still a nicotine product, kids. Stay away from it. Surgeon General's warning.
And the one dude is sitting there on the phone saying, yeah, do not do it. But, man, I do it every day, and it's incredible.
But
it is just an amazing experience. But don't do it.
But what if they stop making it all of a sudden? Like, I can't imagine. You know, it's like those vapes. I don't know. You get involved in that, and then all of a sudden you start to find out there's no way this is perfect. There's got to be something in the back of it that we don't know about yet.
Now, there's no way I could do it and host the show with you, right?
Maybe.
It is a Friday.
No.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.